We plan on using the system for emergency notifications, severe weather, and on the severe weather notifications, we're going to try to primarily limit that to really the life safety stuff, the tornado warnings, things like that. The typical run-of-the-mill severe thunderstorm warnings, you'll probably only get text messages for those. The phone calls will be limited to the life-threatening emergencies. You can sign up to receive news from City Hall or the county. They'll be by text message or email, boil orders, utility notices, you know, such as power outages, things like that, and road closures. If, you know, the street department's going to be paving a road and it's going to be closed, the residents in that area will get notified by text message or phone call. The caller ID, when it calls you, it will show a number that is at Trenton City Hall. That number is not answered, so if you call it back, no one will answer. It is simply to let people know, hey, this is coming from an official source. We don't want to have a spoofed phone number, a fake phone number on there. So if you do call back the number, I believe it's 2284, no one will answer. We'll get, as an example, on a boil order, you will receive one phone call, and it will ask you to confirm it. You know, if it's a phone call, it'll say, press 1 to confirm this message. If you do not confirm the message, it will call you back in 1 hour and repeat the message and ask you to confirm it. After that, it won't try anymore. So you'll get two phone calls unless you confirm it, either by text or by phone call. As long as you acknowledge receipt of the message, it will stop bugging you.